Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Project Independence in You. I hope you enjoyed Old Time Radio, the FBI in Peace and War. That show was The Fixer, first airing in December of 1950. Wow. So I hope you enjoyed that. And we had some terrific guests today, Kelly Steinman, who is a Project Independence nurse, and Dana Lopez, who is the Director of Marketing and Communications at the Inn. And they really do some great things at the Inn. And we're happy to have her and hope to have her back. And now we are here for some talk of the town with the fabulous Christina Liu, who's a radio show producer. And like I was saying earlier, puts these shows together every week. And we just show up, and she just, you know, says, okay, this is what you're doing. This is what
That's
you're saying.
That's why she's called the fabulous Christina.
That's why it's always the fabulous. It's always the fabulous. So first, I want to say happy birthday to you, Christina, which will happen, I guess, in how many days?
117. I just looked at that.
Okay, 117 days. Okay.
Thank you for the early wishes.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. So what's happening? What's happening in North Hempstead?
Well, today was quite a fabulous show. I want to thank you, Rebecca, always for filling in, and Ruth's doing a fabulous job as well.
A pleasure.
It's really great. I love, you know, I mean, Kelly's fabulous. I love to put her on all different seasons.
Yeah,
because she'll so do. Good. You know, we had her on in summer talking about summer health for seniors. And, you know, what always sticks out in my mind, too, is the dehydration factor because you know everyone knows when it's hot out I should drink something, you know, it's drilled in, but you know, people really
don't think that she said to drink cold,
yeah, and people don't realize, yeah, you know, because you're not thinking, you know, in the winter to do that,
and the hot winter stuff that you're drinking, like the
tea comforting
and
right,
the coffees
right
is are really making you right are making it worse, yeah. So you really have to drink water.
I had hot cocoa today, and I didn't realize that how much worse I was making it.
Yeah, well, I think it's like, you know, if you're going to do that, you know, she always says, too, is, like, have a water after, you know, right, so you're at least kind of balancing whole body.
Right, right. So you don't have to drink cold water. You can drink room temperature water from bottle, and that won't make you cold, because I know cold
drinks,
it doesn't
taste good.
Yeah, well, you know, it'll hydrate you. Your body is happy.
Yeah.
Right, right.
That's what really matters.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you throw a lemon in it, and then it tastes better.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There you go.
And then, of course, I love having the Inn on because they do such amazing work. And, you know, John and I always talk about on the show, too, a lot of the guests, majority of the guests, I would say, that we have on are so dedicated to whatever career. You know, it's like, it's amazing. You know, no matter what, who's on, we know, between doctors or people from different community-based organizations, whatever it might be, they're really, you could hear the passion behind it.
Right.
And certainly that was the case with Dana, so it was great.
It's true.
So definitely. And then next week we have a great show. Also, we're going to have on the Town of North Hempstead Animal Shelter.
Oh.
We'll be on talking about different programs they do there. And then we have Dr. Lidner on, who is absolutely fabulous. And she will talk about winter blues.
We call
her our personal Dr. Phil. She's the Dr. Phil of our show. But it's really should be two very important topics, so tune into that, too. So that'd be great.
Yeah. Like winter blues, I think about that. And I don't know, the second that we turn that clock fall back and it's 4:30 and it's dark out, that's when it hits me.
Yeah.
I'm done.
And, you know, when you leave work, And it's
dark.
Like completely pitch black, and it just really just throws off. Right. I will never ever get used to
it. That's very depressing.
Yeah, it is. It's really, it just makes you instantly tired.
I like to wear my sunglasses on the way home.
Agreed.
And when I can't do
I know
it's starting. Yeah.
I'm absolutely with
you. Yeah,
But it's definitely important, and she'll give you great tips, so definitely check that out.
I think I will.
Because that'll be a great segment. But on a very happy note, the Town of North Hempstead is doing its annual Winter Wonderland. And this is over at Clark Botanic Garden. And it kicks off December 16th to December 19th. And on December 19th, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., there's going to be story time with Supervisor Bosworth and friends. Live animal shows every hour with Ranger Eric Powers. A performance by the Yes We Can Band. And there'll be hot chocolate, a ride on a train, arts and crafts, and train displays. So that's just the first day.
That's just the first.
And the following day, Monday, December 17th, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., is the winter party. I hope everyone got that. Stroll through the gardens, light and train displays, and have your dog's photo taken with Santa. So this is dedicated to, you know, the animal-friendly
That's
one.
That's fine.
There'll be dog adoptions with Long Road Home Rescue, and dog treats will be provided by Unleashed by Petco, which should be really a cute little thing. Tuesday, December 18th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., there will be a live magic performance, holiday balloons, and other holiday fun.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's really, it's so lovely. And then Wednesday, December 19th, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., PJ DJ party. Wear your favorite pajamas and come on down for a dance party with DJ Gary. And Santa will also make a special appearance with the Albertson Fire Department. The event is free.
Make sure you have your footsie pajamas on because it's going to be cold.
Yes, right? Absolutely. I love that. That's like one of my favorite things I went to that way. It's just a
great
good
invention.
Onesie. I'm a big fan. But the event is free. But they do ask, you know, to bring, there will be a Toys for Tot drive. So you can bring an unwrapped gift for Toys for Tots, which I think is really, really nice, too. So if you want to get more information about any of these things, call 311 or 869-6311. And, you know, Clark Botanic Garden, through every season, they always have, it's such a beautiful place.
It's so cool, yeah.
And I love that they're, you know, it's going to be all decorated, very pretty and holiday-esque.
Right, right.
So definitely check out Winter Wonderland, because that should be really, really lovely. In Project Independence, we have all kinds of different programs going on, too, to get you out there, God willing, before any snow occurs. We have our social groups are still continuing to meet. There's the Romeo social group, who we have a bunch of Romeos, are our radio co-hosts, actually. And this group is if you're a retired man looking for an informal social group, you can join this group. You bring your bag lunch. They're stimulating discussion and camaraderie. I mean, they've been meeting now since 2010, I believe. So it's many, many years, and they have get speakers in. It's a really a great group of men. But they're looking to have new members join. So if you are interested, call 311. They meet the first and third Monday of every month and at the Atria Cutter Mill over in Great Neck at 12:15 p.m.
Such a great, great group. I mean,
it really
it's a
is.
Social group. And what does the Romeo stand for?
Retired, older.
Right.
And I will give a shout out to the wife of David Lyndon Joan, who changed it because originally it was old because it's a national organization. But in North Hempstead, we say older.
Because, sounds better.
Yes.
Much
better. Yes, we didn't want it. So it's retired older men eating out.
Okay.
So there. And like I said, they really... It's such a wonderful group. You know, I've had the pleasure of actually seeing that group. And no matter how heated the topics could get, you know, they really walk away as friends. And every opinion, you know, and no one gets storms out.
Right.
It's really a great group. And the Atria Cutter Mill, they've been meeting over there for a while now. And they've been very good.
That's
provide
nice.
Coffee and tea.
Yeah.
It's very nice. So call 311 for that.
So often when you think of a social group, you never really think of men. You just don't. And,
well,
you know,
and it's funny, that's actually the premise.
Right.
You know, and I always think about this because David Lyndon, who will be our co-host next week, I remember had called, and I was just an intern with the program. And Paula reached out to me and said, you know, they're looking to start a men's group because David said his wife has all these different groups she's a part of. And, you know, she's trying to nicely get him out of the house to go do his own thing. And he read in the paper about this group because it's a national organization and he would love to start it up. And, you know, a lot of men, it's more difficult for them to organize this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So the whole that was the whole
and to
thing.
Bond.
Right, the organizing of
and
it,
what was
true.
Really like what I'll never forget too, David saying, you know, as the years went on, I mean they would branch out and they would go to breakfast, you know, like little in little groups and stuff. So it was really nice, and he actually met someone who was like his neighbor that he had no idea, you know. So it was just really it was just nice that kind of it later in life, you know, you can make new friendships, and which I think is certainly lovely.
Definitely.
And I have to give a shout out to them. I'm very partial to them because they really just operate, you know. I send reminders and help schedule things, but they really book their own guests and, you know, they have a chain, and I love they'll call me if, you know, they haven't heard from so-and-so, is he okay? You know, so there's really a camaraderie amongst them, which is lovely. Some other social groups we have is Blankets of Love, which is for all those crafty knitters out there.
Right.
The blankets are absolutely stunning, I must say. And they meet on Tuesdays over at Clinton G. Martin Park. It's facilitated by Audrey Dinsdale. And they donate the blankets at the end, which is really nice. I know right now they're looking at different places to donate the blankets they've been making. So they meet on Tuesdays from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. over at Clinton G. Martin Park. So definitely check that out. If you are interested in World in Motion, which is the fabulous Martha Cohen, we've had Martha on the show. She's one of our Project Independence volunteers. This is a current events group. And the next one will be on Tuesday, December 18th, which I think is a lot of these groups are going to take a break for you know, the January, February months. This group is really, really great and lively as well. They're meeting at Michael J. Tully Park on Tuesday, December 18th, 2:30 to 3:30. So check that out.
You know, one of the things I want to interject, which kind of relates to Kelly, is that we don't run a lot of the social groups and programs and chats during January and February. And that includes the fitness classes. Mm-hmm. And the reasons are because we'd like you to be able to come to all the classes in March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January.
Oh, what happens? We don't want anybody to get sick.
We don't want anyone coming out, coming to class.
Too.
It's dangerous. I mean, we've had classes where that started in January and have had to cancel them. And it's very hard because to get in touch with everybody. Not everybody has a cell phone. Not everybody has a voicemail. Not everybody has email. And, you know, we have to cancel them sometimes at the last minute. And it's not always the facility isn't ready. Sometimes it's the speaker or the facilitator who
can't
get
there. There's
so
many factors,
So it's really, I mean, we kind of look at it as like we know it's disappointing not to have all these fabulous programs in January and part of February, but also, you know, you're not going to be putting your life at risk trying to come to see, you know, an hour presenter. And that's why we do it. So that's why we take a little bit of a break, and then it starts right back up when,
in March?
Yes. In February, too.
It depends on what the program is. Because we always actually laugh, because the times that we have scheduled, I mean, how often we cancel is crazy.
We can't,
So
hundreds of people sometimes we have to cancel.
It's really,
call,
it's certainly, it's just not worth it. So also I want to remind people, you could always check out throughout the town will be our St. Francis Cardiac Screening Van. I absolutely love this van because you do not need to make an appointment, and I think that is so absolutely convenient. You can go get your blood pressure, a brief cardiac history, a simple blood test. I know they were giving out flu shots. They do diabetes screenings and also give you different education and referrals as needed. So the next one will be on Thursday, December 13th, and that will be at Manhasset Valley Residence in Manhasset. And it's every month it's at different locations, so we will always be promoting where it is. And also our new partnership is with the Audiology Van that provides free hearing screenings. So they will also be at the Manhasset Valley Residence on December 13th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you don't need to make an appointment with that either, which
That's
I think
great.
Is great. So you can just pop in, you know, which I think is certainly, we've been trying to, if space allows, at different locations, having them the same day. So this way you can kind of do both at one time. And while we're on the topic of vans and buses, the VA Medical Center's mobile unit is at Clinton G. Martin Park. I really want to stress this to people. It's 3 days a week. There's different services. On Mondays is physical therapy. Wednesday is podiatry. And Thursday is primary care.
Do you have a podiatrist there?
Yes.
Yeah, but this is for the VA van. So you have your primary care has to be through the VA Medical Center. Is where, and you need to make an appointment.
You have
for
to make
this.
An appointment. You can't. We've had people come and thinking that it was like the other vans.
Just drop in, right.
But this, because it takes a lot of time when you're going to see that, you know, the physician or the physical therapist. So you need to. You can call 311, and they will give you the phone number because you have to call them
directly. Right,
because
the phone number is long. But I'll, you know, it's 631-261-4400, extension 7978. But as I said, you know, you have to be a veteran with your primary care has to be over at the VA Medical Center. And if you want to be hooked up with that, of course, Gail Sellis, who is our caseworker, can facilitate that process too, you know, by just calling 311. She can get you connected to all the necessary parts and whatever documents you need. So definitely, I think it's a great service that's being provided within the town. Tonight, the annual Manhasset Christmas tree lighting is at 4 p.m., and that is right across from Town Hall at Mary Jane Davies Green in Manhasset, December 7th, 4 p.m. There will be free hot chocolate, treats, Santa, I think we'll be showing
up. I'm sure.
Yeah. Santa will give out everything.
Yes, I'm sure he will be showing up. And it's really a very pretty thing. It's a nice event. So if you're in the area,
yeah,
it
is a nice event. They have I think the fire trucks come down. Yeah. And they have,
it's really a whole nice little community
nice family
kind of
event. Yes.
So definitely check that out.
We've got Winter Wonderland. We've got Christmas tree lighting.
I know, we're trying to keep, which I think is really nice that North Hempstead, you know, there was a bunch of, I mean, I think last week they had the Yes We Can lighting. I know there was a menorah lighting. So there's a lot of lightings going on within the town of North Hempstead.
You know what? We are coming to the end of this segment, but we will be back soon for the last part of the show, Talk of the Town, and we will be right back.